Buone bei famiglie dos, di mei dove io meno, di sera che le che non mi so e rosseco. Sei buone bei famiglie dos, di mei dove io meno, io sono il mio buone cuore soi.
Welcome back to second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. I hope you're having a good time. Sharing this music with you is a lot of fun for me, and I'm hoping that you enjoy it. You know you can reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. That's cbjmusic@aol.com. As I mentioned at the start of the other hour, we do have a segment called Guest Chazanis Lover, GCL. And if you would like to participate, no matter where you are in the world, I'll call you and we can record it. I know that many of you are listening at very odd times, but if you will email me and say you'd like to participate, I'll arrange it and I'll call you, we'll record it, and we'll play a couple of your favorite selections to share with the listeners. It's a lot of fun. By the way, tomorrow night is the cantorial concert at Congregation Beth Sholom, and it's pretty much sold out. I think there are maybe 25 or 30 tickets left, so I would suggest that if you haven't purchased a ticket yet, you should call first thing in the morning and see if there are still tickets. 516-569-3600. Obviously, you're listening to this program on my website, and if you notice on the home page in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see notices for the three concerts that I'm going to mention, and there are the phone numbers for two of them. There's the concert tomorrow night, which features Itchimir Helfgott and cantor Zev Muller and his brother Moshe Muller, who are fine cantors, and of course cantor Joel Kaplan, who is the chazan at Congregation Beth Shalom in Lawrence, New York. It promises to be a wonderful, wonderful concert. Of course, Danny Goldar will be there. He's probably the world's greatest accompanist for chazanim. And again, I suggest that you call before you come if you haven't purchased a ticket as of yet. I do point out to you, it is there on the homepage, but the United Hebrew Community of New York is sponsoring a concert next Sunday, June 13th, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, featuring Chazan Netanel Herstik, Michal Przanski, and the Shlomo Lederman Ensemble. This is at the Gershwin Theater, Campus Road, Brooklyn College. It's free. Limited seating on a first-come basis. And then I point out to you on June 23rd, what evening is that? I think it's a Tuesday. It's a Wednesday evening, June 23rd, an evening of great Jewish music. Shimon Kramer, who is the cantor at the Riverdale Jewish Center, Netanel Herstik of the New York Synagogue, and, well, at the Hampton Synagogue, and Yitzi Spinner from the Hebrew Institute of White Plains, accompanied by the Neshoma Orchestra. That's at the Riverdale Jewish Center on Independence Avenue. They have a magnificent concert there almost every year, and it certainly promises to be a lot of fun. So there's a few things happening with Chazanis, and if you still need some information, I refer you to the box in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. Okay, that's the opening medley of my theme song. And let me just see where I'm going. Okay, it's, you know, I'm running these controls by myself, and so far I think I'm getting the hang of it. I hope I am anyway. Well, we haven't heard from Shmuel Vigoda for a while. This is from the Shabbos Evening Service, Horio Ladashem, the great Shmuel Vigoda. Mm-hmm.
Pour io la dolce col ore pizzo per anno desamero pizzo per
Shmuel Vagoda. He died in the 1990s And he was in his mid-90s when he passed away. I believe he was in the Bronx. Next time I play him, I'll have to give you more of a biography on his background. Okay, this is a continuation of the Umipenei Chato'enu medley that I've been, or marathon that I've been continuing for the last several weeks. This is Jacob Konigsberg with Umipenei Chato'enu.
Umipenei Chato'enu Kolinu Me'atzeinu Ben Yisrachaknu Me'al Admoseinu Ein anachinu yukolim lamos veleraus ul hishtach bos lefonecho Bilassos homoseinu Velasos, Chavoseinu, Veveis Bechiroseho. Bapa Yis HaGadol, V'HaKadosh, Shenikra Shimcha Olav Mipnei Hayod Mipnei Hayod Shenishto Alecho
Yo, Nikita. Moshe ben Achamecha hu Rabim. Vesiv neyu meiro. Uzgadir, uzgadir. Uzgadir, kevodo.
Jacob Konigsberg. By the way, I point out to you that Shmuel Vigoda was born in 1894. He died in 1990 at the age of 96. He was born in Dobrzyn, Poland. Our next cantor we'll be hearing is Gershon Sirota. He's born in 1874 and died in 1943. He died in the Warsaw Ghetto with his entire family. Brutally murdered in the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising. Many people always ask me, who is my favorite? I don't have a single favorite. I have many, many favorites. And those of you who have been listening over the years know that Gershon Sirota is one of my most favorite. I'm going to play two or three selections of his that are favorites. Let's first hear Shoma Vatismach Tzion. Most of these recordings are from the 20s, late 20s and early 30s, and I know I'm a broken record, but every time I hear these recordings, I think of the young boys in the choir, and most of them, many of them, I'm sure, were destroyed in the Holocaust along with Gershon Sirota. And as I hear the music and I hear their voices, there's almost a feeling of impending doom as I listen to their voices. Let's hear this first selection of Gershon Sirota, Shoma Vatismach Zion. Gershon Sirota with Shoma Vatismach Zion. Let's hear the great Gershon Sirota with Vishomru. Hee hee! And Sirota. Let's hear one more selection, his classic Ritze.
Ritze! Oh!
Many of you are aware of the passing of Barry Sirota a couple of months ago, suddenly at the early age of 61. I'm going to be playing some recordings from an album that he published in 1971. That's almost 40 years ago, which means that Barry was already publishing recordings when he was about 20 years old or so. I hope to have more information about Barry's life and to do a special about him sometime in the future. But this was an album, The Cantor's Bornstein. And I think I would like to read some of the notes. Barry was a font of information, and I don't know if there's anybody else alive who knew as much about the Chazonim of the past and the present. But let me just read from the notes. There were four Bornstein brothers, Pinchas, Akiva, Henoch, and Herschel. We're going to be hearing some recordings of Pinchas and Henoch. Pinchas was born in 1902 in a small town near Warsaw, Poland. He received acclaim for his beautiful voice early in his career. With the onset of discriminatory measures against the Jews of Poland, Pinchas, like the other members of his family, left for the New World. Settling in Argentina in 1922, he was named cantor of a congregation, Rosaria, where he remained for several years. In 1925, he was named chief cantor of the Paso Temple, the largest synagogue in Buenos Aires, where he remained for almost 30 years until his untimely passing in 1955. The possessor of a lyric tenor voice whose beauty cannot be overpraised, Bornstein was a leading figure of the South American community at large. Under the name of Pedro Borini, he sang lead roles in numerous broadcasts of Italian operas. Similarly, he was famed throughout the continent for his renditions of Schubert Lieder, as well as more popular recordings of Neapolitan and contemporary Spanish songs. Visiting America in 1931, 1948, and 1952, he concertized extensively and recorded a series of Spanish and Italian discs with orchestra under the direction of the famed maestro Alfred Antonini, which were released by Columbia Records for Latin American consumption. Our first selection of Pinchas Bornstein will be Hashkivenu.
Oh,
Pinchas Borenstein. Let's hear his version of the Kiddush L'Shabbos. Pinchas Borenstein.
Up tua mece.
Ilan,
ilan, ilan. Shabbat Shalom, be Yahava Rawatoin, in a field, in a Let me get a boy,
Let's hear what Barry Sirota wrote about Henoch Bornstein. He was a younger brother of Pinchas, similarly from Warsaw, and he was an alumnus of the Tlomotska Street Synagogue Choir, where Leo Lowe conducted. That synagogue, the largest in Warsaw, had as its cantor the renowned Gershon Sirota. Coming as a youngster to Toronto, he studied music at the Royal Toronto Conservatory. Electing to continue a long family tradition, Bornstein became the cantor of Congregation Brith Israel of Philadelphia. In 1943, he was elected to succeed cantor Moshe Genshoff at Congregation Avos Achim of Brooklyn, that was on East 3rd and Avenue P, where Alexander Olshanetsky was choir director. In 1949, he succeeded Genshoff again at Congregation Shari Tzedek of New York City, where Reutemann had served for over 18 years, and the legendary Meir Machtenberg was choir director. Subsequently, he served 5 years as cantor at Congregation Beth Shalom of Lawrence, Long Island, until he was called to succeed Leib Glantz in 1955 at Congregation Shari Tefillah of Los Angeles. One of America's most well-traveled cantors, Bornstein, has officiated in synagogues across the country as well as in Canada. Okay, let's hear Henoch Bornstein, and the first selection will be the Brucha for Hallel. For Hallel. We'll now hear him chanting Hashem, Hashem, Henoch Bornstein, the younger brother of Pinchas Bornstein.
Hashem, Hashem, no say,
haben wohl verschaut. Wer hat doch, wer hat doch,
as I mentioned, these recordings are from an album that Barry Sirota made about 40 years ago when he was 20 or 21 years old. And you know that his untimely death was just a few months ago at the age of 61. I have given notice that I will be preparing a memorial hour to his memory, dedicated to his memory, and it will primarily consist of interviews that I'll be having with people who knew him. And I make this offer to you. If you are a listener, and if you had any contact with Barry, you might have an interesting comment that you might want to participate in this memorial program. Please email me at cbjmusic, that's cbjmusic at aol.com, and I will record it and include you in that program. So I leave it to you. Please, if you want to participate. Also, if you want to be a guest Kazanist lover, it was a part of the program that a segment of the program that we had for several months, and a few people have contacted me and said that they would like to participate, but it's sort of quieted down. So if you want to participate, it's very simple. Just email me at cbjmusic@aol.com. I will call you. I know many of you are listening to this on the archive, and we have listeners throughout the world. I'll call you in Australia, South Africa, Israel. I don't care where it is. I'll pre-record it, and we'll play it the following week. So get in touch with me, and I'll be happy to do that. Well, I'm looking forward to tomorrow night. It's the Cantoral Concert at Congregation Beth Shalom, and you know it features Cantor Yitzchak Meir Helfgott, together with Cantor Zevi Muller. You know I'm a big fan of his. I attended his wedding in Toronto. We attended his wedding just a couple of weeks ago. And he will be appearing with his brother, one of his brothers. There are four brothers. This is Cantor Moshe Muller, who is chief cantor of the Hechel Meir Synagogue in Tel Aviv. And Cantor Joel Kaplan, who is the chazan at Congregation Beth Shalom. Cantor Denny Goldar will be the accompanist. As I pointed out to you, there are just a few tickets left, so I recommend that you call and make sure that they have a ticket for you. The number is very simple. It's on the homepage of my website in the upper right hand corner. 516-569-3600. Okay, and next Sunday it's a free concert at the Brooklyn College Gershwin Theater at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Cantors Netanel Herstik and Michal Przanski with the Shlomo Letterman Ensemble. This is a program of the United Hebrew Community of New York. Again, it's free, and the doors open at 1:45. That's at Brooklyn College. And in just a few weeks from now, on June 23rd, which is a Wednesday night, at the Riverdale Jewish Center, Riverdale, New York, of course, Shimon Kramer, who is the cantor, the chazan at the Riverdale Jewish Center, Netanel Herstik, and Yitzi Spinner. So I'll see you there, and I'll see you tomorrow night. I know that tonight was a dinner for Park East Synagogue. There are about 1,000 people attending. I point out to you that Arthur Schneier came out with a very, very strong statement in defense of Israel and the steps that they had taken to protect themselves. And I just question how many of you who attended services this past Shabbos had your rabbi speak up in favor of Israel, not in favor of, but shall we say, stating that Israel was totally within its right to defend itself from these terrorists, these potential terrorists and these terrorists. It was a pure provocation, and Israel did what they could. People are second-guessing it now. They should have done this. They should have done that. What they should do is protect Israel and not worry about the rest of the world, because if there had to be a vote today about the existence of Israel or the Jewish people, we wouldn't be here. So thank God the majority vote doesn't matter in this instance. We're here, we're going to stay, and let's pray that Israel will be there for many, many more years to come.
Shibune beis ha-migdosh b'meino ve'yomeino b'sein chelkeinu b'soir ha-secho Shibune beis ha-migdosh b'meino ve'yomeino.
Well, thank you for joining with me. This is Charlie Bernhout. Once again, if you wish to participate in the guest Chazanist Lover segment of the show, you can email me at cbjmusic@aol.com, or if you want to participate in the memorial for Barry Sirota, again, cbjmusic@aol.com. Thank you for joining with me, and don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. Shalom, everyone.
Shibune beis ha-migdosh b'meira ve'yomeinu yirat kol mirchol.